B-Pod Studios.
Look, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. I'm going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Dennis Eckersley. Just feeling it last night. Just all lathered up with every home run. My goodness, somebody get this guy a cigarette.
Who's this band?
Borderline uncomfortable.
Who's this band? This Eck is a big fan of Crazy Town.
Crazy Town. Yeah. Oh, he's feeling it for Crazy Town.
Loves Crazy Town.
And so does our rotator. Boy, we love that bed. That is at least twice a show we get a little Crazy Town. Speaking of Crazy Town, one of the worst performances I've ever seen by a band. I was at Ozfest, and like Zakk Wylde and his Black Label Society just destroyed the place. Total Viking metal. Like, I mean, they were just like taking beer cans and crushing them with their like hands and swilling them. Rawr, you know, they had songs. This song's about the Vikings. It's called "The Berserkers Incoming Mother Effer," and they were just like totally like fight. And the whole place, like, I mean, just had the place lathered up. Everyone's freaking out. And then they were like, "Good night, you sons of bitches!" And as soon as they walked off the stage, it was a rotating stage that turned, so there was no lag between bands. It was amazing, and the stage rotated. And it was Crazy Town, and there were like four people on the mic all talking at the same time. It was like, and this crappy DJ, it was like one unified middle finger right to that awful, awful band. And man, did they suck. And they had apparently gone to, I guess, one of the local strip clubs and brought in a bunch of girls to stand on the side stage to watch them. And even you could tell they were embarrassed for the guys on stage.
Tough.
Like, all right, maybe you guys aren't as cool as I thought you were.
the world's biggest C block is what that is, yeah.
Oh, dude, it was awful. And speaking of that, Ozzy's, there's a, I think A&E is doing a new documentary on Ozzy Osbourne, and I saw some clips from it. It looks phenomenal. Phenomenal. I mean, if there's a guy who there's a movie is deserving of a movie, it's Ozzy. That guy's
he's still with Sharon.
I think they're still together because I know there was like a little bit of on off stuff, but I do believe that they're
together. Dude can't talk anymore, can he? Like, I mean, they were like the first reality TV show ever. If you really think about it, like that exposing their lives on MTV, like the dude couldn't talk then. So what's he like now?
I'm an old school. I love Ozzy. Like, I love Ozzy, and I love Zakk Wylde, and I love all that stuff. I mean, if you've ever seen Ozzy Osbourne before, or if you've seen Black Sabbath,
Black Label Society is like one of my favorite. But yeah, go on.
I'm a card carrying member of the Black Label Society. So if there is a like if you've seen him live, you know that this guy just he controls an audience. So I went and this is so sad. I went with a bunch of friends of mine. We had bought tickets to this last tour. It was supposed to be last summer, where Ozzy was going to be playing in Vegas. And the whole tour was canceled because Ozzy got up in the middle of the night to pee and tripped. That's how old and frail the guy is. He had to cancel an entire tour because he can't go to pee in the middle of the night without damaging his body. So, he's one of those guys that if you get a chance, if you haven't seen him yet, get a chance to see him because this could be your last chance. So this documentary does look phenomenal.
It just bothers me that like there are these like recordings that just have an Ozzy voice. Like you, like Jones, we could stick you in a studio.
Yeah,
you could sing, but it could come out as Ozzy's voice. Like that's
it's like an Ozzy filter.
Legitimately, there that's you can do that now, and I think that's what he must be doing now, Rich. Right? I mean, I don't know.
No, it's him. But I mean, the way he's recording, it's kind of fun. I know way too much about Ozzy. So the way they record him is that the producer that they used for the last album would just call him and go, "Hey man, you feel like recording today?" And he'd be like, "Okay, today's a good day." And so what would happen was the guy would come over to their place and bring his recording rig. And it would take like, 30, 45 minutes to get everything set up. And he would just have Ozzy he would sit down in a chair and come to the microphone and just sing his parts until he got tired. And then he'd be like, "All right, I'm done." And so it could be one day, it could be 15 minutes, one day it could be an hour and a half. But Ozzy would just sing until he was tired. And then he would And then that would be the end of the day. And just every other day or so, the producer would call him and say, hey, do you feel good? And if he did, he'd come over and record it. And they got an entire album done that way. And I know that that one he did with Post Malone was on this new new album's actually pretty good. But Ozzy still got it in short spurts. You know what I mean? Like, he can sing for 15 minutes and just crush everyone.
He's not doing an hour set.
No, I mean, listen, it's not a secret that when Ozzy's on stage for the last, boy, it might be 15 years, there's a dude behind a curtain backstage who is singing Ozzy's parts. And if Ozzy starts kind of, like, if he can't hit the notes or he's not, they pot him down and they pot this other guy. It used to be the guy from, I forget what band it was, but it was...
It was Crazy
Metal
Town.
Metal Church or something?
Crazy Town, I think. It was Crazy Town, I think. Yeah.
It was Shifty Shell Shock singing his parts. But no. So, I mean, and they've done that with a recorded track. Like, they'll pot Ozzy down and they'll put up the recorded track. But at this point, you know you're not getting pure Ozzy live. You're there just for the experience. And Ozzy's just, I mean,
Robert Mason who's the
officer. Is it Robert Mason?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, as I said, see him if you can. Like, if he goes on tour one more time, you better go. There's been very few shows that I've gone to, and I've said to myself, this might be the last time I see this person.
Yeah.
I saw Paul McCartney recently because I have a fear that that might be the last time I see him. I was like, all right, I don't really – the Beatles are fine. They're okay. But I recognize that the guy's a living legend. So when he came to Fenway, I'm like, I'm going to go see him because I might never see this guy again because the Beatles aren't lasting too long. Chachi's yelling at me right now through the radio as we speak. All right, so you got an email last night, Adam Jones, that I thought was fantastic. So you are in a fantasy football league?
Yeah.
This isn't even your fantasy baseball league?
No, this is fantasy football? No, so I now in my old age, I literally do one fantasy league. I just do a football league. I don't do baseball.
I do too.
I don't do baseball. I don't do anything else anymore. My wife has eradicated all of that from my life. And so I am in a league with a guy who's in a baseball league with a bunch of people in this football league. So that's where the baseball reference comes from. But he emailed out of the blue. Yes, there were a couple of emails going around about like, hey guys, let's try to set a date if we could for the auction. You know, it's about that time of year. We're a month out from when football is going to start, a month plus. Let's try to get at least a discussion going about when we could possibly do an auction date. And he emails out of the blue, guys, in light of what happened in baseball, the league they're all in together in baseball, and the apparent lack of interest in determining a game plan, I am withdrawing from the season unless we start discussing a plan of action. I'm not paying money to join a league where I don't understand the rules. Should a spot be open for next year, I'd be happy to rejoin, but if not, I get it. P.S. I know I tend to be overly dramatic, so I did ask a few people if my request was out of line. They all agreed it was not. I would disagree with all of those people who told him that it's not overly dramatic. Like, I'm just a little bit confused why this individual is quitting or threatening to quit our fantasy football league. Like, he realizes we don't need to be tested every day, right? Like,
in light of what happened in baseball?
Yeah, right.
So hang on. So, like, he's not going to do the fantasy football league because he's so distraught by the cancellation of two games in baseball?
Yeah.
This is like, oh, everything's gone to hell in a handbasket. It would just be way too confusing to manipulate my lineup, which I only have to do once a week because it's fantasy football. This is way too much of a stress on him.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand, like, you know, what are we going to do with players who are COVID positive? Like, do you have an IR spot? Like, I'm sure he's freaking out about that, but like, I feel like that's for the wherever you host your league to figure out. Yahoo, ESPN,
sure.
Wherever. Like, I think I'm pretty sure they'll have a solution for it. And, you know, unless you want us to all get herd immunity in our fantasy football league or something like that, I don't really know what you expect. Like, just we'll do the draft. The guys who can play every week, you put them in your lineup. The guys who can't, you don't. Like, it's a keeper league. Maybe there's some weird rule we got to figure out for keepers or things like that. I have no idea. But like, threatening to people threat to quit fantasy leagues, Rich, I'm sure you know this, over the smallest thing. So maybe I shouldn't be surprised. But blaming Corona and what happened in baseball for threatening to quit fantasy football does seem, all due respect to everybody who told him it wasn't, a touch overly dramatic.
Yeah, by the way, everyone is nobody. Well, first of all, I've never had anyone quit a fantasy league because the worst thing you do is just you sit there and you don't
I've had people quit. I've had people quit.
Really? Why?
Over trades. People will go, oh, this trade's not fair. Yeah.
Or points.
Yeah, something stupid like that. Shut up, the trade's fair. I'm going to quit. No, you won't. And then they quit. I mean, that's
happened. Jesus, how much money are you guys putting on the line for this? Because, in fairness, I'm not putting up enough that would make somebody like we get really angry. But then again, I mean, are we talking like four figures?
No. A couple hundred bucks.
Okay, yeah, we do $300 my league.
Okay, well, that's like the average fantasy league. It's like $300. So you're telling me that somebody would just get super mad over like $300 in the middle of a league?
Yeah.
They would want to quit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially that kind of money.
I think in like $20 leagues I've done in college, people have quit. Yeah, it's a matter of principle, Rich. I'm sure, and it turns into a giant, you know, peeing contest, and people will quit fantasy leagues at the drop of a hat. I mean, so I don't know. This was up there for the most ridiculous that I've seen threatened. I'll let you know if he actually quits or not. But yeah, it's the more ridiculous one or most ridiculous one that I've seen.
Adam, maybe he just doesn't like you.
Well, that's very possible. I mean, this was directed at the entire league, but I wouldn't rule out that he doesn't like me, sure.
Well, listen, I mean, there isn't a personality at the sports hub that gets more hate tweets than you, and maybe he's just somebody who identifies with many of the listeners, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's true. By proxy, making that connection to me, maybe that's how he feels. That's true.
Did anybody respond?
Did anybody respond? Yeah, the whole league. I responded with herd immunity tweets and daily tests. I mean, basically all the jokes I've made on the air, I responded with. Yes. Yeah.
You should say, I would like a list of names of the people that approved of this, that this was not overdramatic. Please provide names
because
I would like to question them.
Yeah.
And I would like to actually like see like what, how did you propose this to them? Imagine going to say, hey dude, I'm going to quit my fantasy. I want you to tell me if this is crazy. I'm going to quit my fantasy league because dude, did you see what happened in baseball yesterday? I mean, they had to cancel a couple games. How can we move on as a society, much less a fantasy society? And how can I possibly put my hard-earned $100 on a football season when everything's gone to hell in a handbasket with two canceled games?
I don't want to sound overly dramatic, but I'm kind of thinking about quitting fantasy football. I'm in Arizona, by the way. I'm socially distant from everybody, and I'm thinking about quitting fantasy football because, you know, what's going on in baseball.
Hey, this could be a bet.
Somebody said, I quit my league just because he's too lazy to do it anymore. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. I've never really – there's been times where I just I suck so bad at the beginning of the season that I've just discontinued maintaining my team, which is really that's a crap thing to do.
That's more a tune-out than an outright quit.
Right, but I didn't walk into the room, I shall be leaving. You know, I didn't make like some big dramatic exit like your friend.
So Rich, if I could play you a role here. For those out there, I want to hear crazy reasons why you've ever quit a fantasy football league. 617-779-0985. I bet you there are some crazy
ones. Ooh, do we have a radio phoner? Joe Murray just said, get out of the way, Rich Shirtley. I'm taking over this bitch. I'm going to put out the phone number and everything.
I want to know. Why have people
sports
quit their
radio
fantasy football
phoner. Get ready for sports radio phoners. You got a story that's witty. We want to take it. 617-779-0985. All right, Joe Murray, let's see if we can get some action out of this. All right, what was the topic again on the sports
reasons
radio
why
phone?
You've heard somebody quit a fantasy football league.
Like you've heard or we
oh, no, 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 no. Craziest incident in one of your leagues why somebody quit. I'll listen to that.
All right. Let's see. The success of this next segment rides on the shoulders of Mr.
Man.
Joe Murray.
Please, people, call it.
Yep. I blame Joe.
So this better be good. We got a sports radio phoner. 617-779-0985. All right, we'll take a call right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bob is Sports Hub. It's Dutcher and Rich. All right, so what started with an email that I saw last night from Adam Jones. There was a guy who apparently is in his fantasy football league who emailed him and said that he could no longer be in the league because of everything that happened with baseball yesterday, which is wildly confusing. I guess he's too emotionally disturbed to move on. To that, Adam Jones says, "What do you want daily testing for our league? I'm not quite sure what you're going for here." And then he said, "Listen, I talked to a bunch of people, and they said that I was not being overdramatic in this, and that I was, he absolutely was being overdramatic in all of this." To which, of course, led Joe Murray to step in and said, "Hey, what's the weirdest way someone's left your league? 617-779-0985. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Friday, we got a big swing in Johnson, John Wallach taking over. And then Joe Murray steps right in and goes, we're doing a phoner. So God bless you, though, Jim Murray. Joe Murray, I love it. We got phone calls. So, Joe Murray, this is a segment that you have taken over, and you've said, I want phone calls, I want stories. So the success of the following 7 minutes is on your shoulders.
A lot of pressure.
I got faith on you, Joe Murray. All right, so let's go to Derek on line two. Derek, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
All right, so I was in a league with there was a husband and a wife in the league, different teams, and she traded away all her top picks for her husband. I didn't quit, but he ended up winning the league, and I lost interest, like you said before.
Oh, that sucks. So you had a husband and wife
collusion.
Made a trade, did a little collusion together, and he ended up winning the league because of that.
A lot of collusion.
All right, well, that sucks. That's awful. Yeah, you can't do that. There almost should be a rule about, you know, having anyone like relatives together. That sucks. All right, Nick, you're on line two. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, man? So I was the commissioner of a league for a few years. So I always did it on my phone, on my personal computer. So one day I did it on my home computer. I go to work the next day. I start getting text messages from all my buddies saying, hey, my roster's empty. My roster's empty.
Oh.
So I'm thinking nothing of it, right? I get home. I go into my computer. My ex-wife deleted the whole league because she caught me texting some girl on my cell phone. So now my buddy's got a league that I'm not allowed in. They call it the North Remembers. I haven't played fantasy football in 3 years, man. It's killing me. I don't even want nothing to do with it. I hope my dad plays, and he's not computer literate, so I help him out on the side. But last year is fucking first two.
Wow.
Yeah, this is going great.
That's pretty good. I mean, I've heard of some crappy ways for people getting revenge on you texting somebody else. That's awesome. It's like that's pretty amazing, because then not only does it piss you off, but it makes all of your friends realize what a dick you are.
Well, so I can tell you that this had nothing to do with, you know, anything extramarital or anything, but the kid I said quit our fantasy football league years ago over a trade, which ended up being Dez Bryant for DeAndre Hopkins. Very fair trade in retrospect. But he quit the league over that. He was also the commissioner of a fantasy basketball league that I was not in, but a bunch of people were in, and he deleted that. He deleted the fantasy basketball league out of spite, similar to this guy's ex-wife.
He deleted it out of spite just to piss you guys off?
Yeah. Well, again, I wasn't in that basketball league, but yes, he deleted the fantasy basketball league on everybody because, you know, he quit football in a big huff and didn't like a trade that happened, and then out of spite deleted a fantasy basketball league. Yeah. People are very spiteful with fantasy, Rich. I'm surprised. Okay. I'm surprised you haven't had more people walk and walk from leagues and quit. And I mean, it's happened numerous times in leagues that I've been in, but maybe that's a me thing.
You know what? I actually did hear of one. It's funny now that you bring that up. I did hear of one guy, and this was somebody I wasn't close friends with. But there was a guy who, in the middle of a season, found religion, and I guess somebody had told him that like gambling was the devil's way, and he was the commissioner, and he said that he could no longer be the commissioner and just neglected to hand over the duties to anybody else, and just the league just died. So yeah. It's like that I did hear. So like any kind of trades, like no trades were going through. I mean, as the commissioner, I mean, you, obviously if he's not doing any work, it kind of screws up everything. I heard that, but I mean, nothing as dramatic as, you know, shutting down the whole thing and screwing it up that way.
I blocked out a commissioner once. I didn't set my lineup the last week. He was pissed.
You blocked him out?
I did. If I needed to basically beat this guy.
What does that mean?
I needed to win.
Yeah, no, I know what that means. What does it mean that you blocked him out?
I didn't set any of my lineups, so I lost, and he didn't get into the playoffs.
The guy
I was playing.
You tanked.
Exactly. I tanked it because I was already in the playoffs.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's Belichickian.
Was boxing out the commissioner.
That's pretty good.
Do you get like the kind of money that you're gambling? I mean, because you're a gambler.
I mean, I do $300, which is it's pretty good.
Okay, pretty good. And you're not one of these guys that has like 18 leagues, because no. I know people have like Lockhart's got, I think, like 4 leagues that he does.
Yeah,
and that's almost just like it's almost not worth it. And I hate and fantasy baseball, fantasy hockey, that stuff drives me crazy. That's too much work. Football's great because like Sunday morning or Thursday night I'll set my lineups right before Thursday night football.
I obsess all week. Thursday night. Yeah. I obsess all week.
Tuesday I'm looking at that waiver.
Oh my God, the whole week.
Oh no! That's too much work for me. I don't care. It's like I don't care enough, and I know that you guys are obviously way into it. But not caring actually got me to win one year. Dave Richard is a very nice asset to have on speed dial, and Dave Richard will actually come on and if you tweet him most of the time for our listeners, he'll tweet you right back. Like he's been great, and he helped me win one year. He also helped me absolutely f up pretty dramatically because he helped me with my draft, and it was a complete bust. Not his fault. A lot of injuries. But, yeah, so having a guy like that on speed dial definitely doesn't suck. But then again, I'm not putting up a bunch of money. I'm putting up like $200. I think my leagues are always $200. So it's nothing too crazy. So there you go, Joe. What did you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down. The success of the two-call phoner break.
I think it could be better.
I liked it. I feel like the one guy's ex-wife really, really saved the whole segment.
It worth it?
Yeah, I think so. I like it.
I mean, it could have been worse.
Should Joe throw out more phoner ideas? 617-779-0985. 5 calls says it all. Should Joe have the ability to throw out phoner topics without any kind of clearance from here on out? 617-779-0985. I say yes. I'm all for it. You throw it out there. See what sticks.
Hey, listen. If I'm just going to be sitting here, I got to try something, man. We got to, you know, like.
Now, I'm curious. I'm intrigued. What was the Wallach power move?
What?
Didn't you say Wallach tried a power move last week?
No, on Friday. No, he was just in the Big Johnson chair.
Oh, he wall-dicked me a couple of times.
Yeah, he was swinging.
He was like, just let me finish my point, and then you can talk. And I was like, whoa.
Hey. Like I was trying to throw in a good phoner here, John, but whatever.
And by the way, I like when Wallach's in the Big Johnson chair, but I mean, I guess on Friday, he was swinging the meat around. Like, I mean, there's nobody that's more giddy to be in the Big Johnson chair than John Wallach. And I love it. It's great. It cracks
he's marking his peeing and marking his territory a little bit.
He was swinging the cane. Yeah. Right.
Lifting his leg a little bit.
It goes downhill. It absolutely goes downhill. All right. So I want to get to this. When we get back, if you are a fan, I'm very excited. And the reason I'm excited is because we are very soon going to have the return of one of our favorite segments, and that is, of course, Brookline 911. And, you know, for the past couple of months, it's been a little difficult. You know, there's been a lot of weirdness, like, you know, getting the tapes and all that stuff. It's not been great. And also, some of the phone calls have been weird. But now we're getting a little bit back to normal, actually a lot back to normal. And now that I've seen some of the logs, oh, yeah, it's going to be it's time to bust this back. Now, in the meantime, there was, to get us all prepped for the return of Brookline 911, there is a segment that I don't think that we've played since we first had it on. And it's one that was a little step out from the normal, but it's one of my favorites. And Joe, you may remember this. It's not Brookline 911. But we journey up to Marblehead.
Ooh,
Marblehead 911. We will hear that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub. This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Whoa, we have big breaking news. 98.5 The Sports Hub, and on the heels of Marcus Cannon saying that he is opting out of the season, per Adam Schefter, Dante Hightower has decided to opt out this year. He's become a first-time father on July 16th. He is the fourth Patriots player to elect to opt out of the 2020 season. Whoa. Are the Patriots the only team that have people opting out right now?
No, there's a couple. I saw DeAnthony Thomas for the Ravens, the Chiefs. I forget the guard's name. DuVernay-Tardif or something like that, the guy who's a doctor from Montreal.
Yeah, the Chiefs guard. Yep.
He opted out as well. But, I mean, the Patriots, as far as I know, don't hold me to this, but as far as I know, I think they're the only team with multiple opt-outs, and they have four and two big ones. I mean, Cannon we thought was a big one. Hightower is massive.
Yeah, that's huge. You had Vitali too, which was just somebody that I thought was going to be an interesting player. Who knows what kind of effect he would have had? There's another guy who I don't even know what his deal is, but I mean, Dante Hightower, that's massive. And this all comes on the heels of, you know, Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty. You know, they were talking on their podcast the other day, and they made a really good point about, you know, you don't know how much you can trust players on other teams. Hopefully you can trust players on your own team. But McCourty talked about that. Here they are speaking of, once again, on the heels of Dante Hightower opting out of this season. And this is going to be the day, today and tomorrow are going to be the day you're going to hear a lot of these guys doing it, because I know that today was the day that Marcus Cannon was supposed to report, I believe, you know, as well as Dante Hightower. So you're going to hear this for the next 24 hours. A lot of different players pop up. It just seems that there's four on the Patriots in the last 24 hours themselves. Here's Jason McCourty talking about how kind of scary this upcoming season is.
The NFLPA has said any player who attends high-risk event can get disciplined. The high-risk things on the agreement or whatever are extremely dumb to do at this time. So I would assume guys aren't going to go to nightclubs, aren't going to go to concerts. So those are like the things that you can be disciplined for. And for us to attempt to play football, those would be things that would be really, really stupid for guys to attend in their off time. And for me as a fellow player, I go on social media and it makes me very nervous to think there will be a season. I mean, because I've gone on social media and seen guys posting a video in a nightclub. And it's just like, yo, like we're attempting to play football. That's not going to be okay. You see guys working out in one city on a Monday, working out in another city on a Tuesday, and another city the next week. And it's just like, dang, well, if they're working out here, here, and here, that means you got to be traveling and you come across however many people. Or you see a guy post a picture and there's hundreds of, like, whether it's anywhere, you know what I mean? So for me, it is nerve-wracking. And those are the things that, for me, make it nervous to say, like, are we going to be able to have an entire season? Because there's small things like that go a long way, because it only takes one person testing positive and you come into the building, that thing will spread like wildfire.
Now, I don't know about his medical history. I know that I don't think there's anything
He had a kid.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of these guys have young kids, and I know he just had a kid, but I mean, that's why this one is a little more shocking. Not a little more. It's a lot more shocking. Marcus Cannon was somebody we discussed months ago possibly opting out, because he is in the high-risk category. He survived, I think it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so that's somebody that we were like, maybe that's a decision he's going to have to make. This one's coming out of the blue, and he's giving up an $8 million salary do that.
Yep.
So that's a massive payday that this guy has given up. And
And you got to wonder, as I said, we don't know specifically his history. Maybe there is something there. Maybe there's something within his family. And by the way, this is not what's being reported about him having like a baby this past month. That's not his justification. That's just a report that's coming out with Adam Schefter saying, hey, by the way, he had a baby and maybe this is why. So that part to me is a little bit more serious because now you're going to have players just opting out who might not be high risk and giving up a ton of money to do it. So this is going to be something to keep an eye on and monitor. But, yep, as of this, just a couple minutes ago, Dante Hightower opts out of the season next
year. Yeah, and look, I agree. You don't know. There could be someone close to him who is immunocompromised. There could be something in his history. And I forget, you know, all of the NFL opt-outs, you know, high BMI, like a 30-plus BMI, you know, diabetes and things like this. Like I don't know his full health history. I don't know the health history of those close to him, but yeah, I would think, given how plugged in Schefter is, and this is me projecting and reading into things a little bit, but I would think, given how plugged in Schefter is, when he tacks that on, he had a baby on July 16th, when he tacks that on to the end of a tweet, and I was just circling back through some stuff. Hightower was on with the McCourties on Sunday evening. I found a Mike Reese tweet that said that, and that's one of the things they talked about, him being a new father. I'm sure they talked about his feelings about opting in or out of the season. I would think Schefter puts that in there because that would be a factor for Hightower. And yeah, I thought some of the logic used for Dan Vitale as well, the fullback. He's a new father as well, I think, from May. And that to me, and everybody has the right to make their own decision, obviously, but that to me seems like an odd reason to opt out. Like I know you want to be there for your wife, you want to be there with your child, but these football players are at home, right? I mean, outside of 8 days a year, when you're going on the road, you're home. And
but Adam, you have a kid, right?
He's two, so he's older. I mean, okay. You know, he's not like he's
but grown. Still, you know the level of freak out that every parent has when their kids, like, you know, the first 3 months.
True.
I mean, it's like it is your whole life is a freak out. And so, you know, for someone to be concerned
but to your point,
before they've gotten their any of their shots, you know, they're too young to get their shots most of the time.
But to your point, there's a lot of guys who are new dads, right?
Yeah. That's why this one is so shocking. It's like, I mean, if he's offering $8 million just because he has a young child, a lot of people in the NFL with young children, this might be a trend. So that's a shocker. All right, we have to break. 617-779-0985. We'll try to find that audio of Hightower with the McCourties as well, to hear what he had to say. Maybe there was something that was leading up to this moment, and we'll get to that in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Adam Jones, Joe Murray in studio, and breaking news as of a couple of minutes ago. We heard this morning Marcus Cannon was going to be opting out of the 2020 season. That's something that many of us thought might happen. As a matter of fact, he's been having conversations with his family, according to reports. Jim Murray, by the way, I think he might have been the first person to report this, and it was confirmed yesterday by Karen Garigian of the Herald. You know, he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's something that obviously puts him in the high-risk category. So he has opted out of the season. That's a loss. It's definitely a big loss. But just moments ago, we found out Dante Hightower has decided to opt out of the 2020 season due to concern in playing during the pandemic. That's the one thing we do know, according to the Herald. That's the fourth Patriot to do so in the last 2 days. He as of right now, we don't know this because we don't know everyone's medical history. But as far as what's out in the public, from everything that I've seen and everything that I've read, he doesn't seem to fit in that category. And the justification that's being put out there, not by Dante Hightower himself, but by people like Adam Schefter, is that he just had a newborn just a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Now, what makes this even more interesting is that this is the last year of his contract, and he's giving up $8 million while opting out. So he's in a situation where, you know, you might have seen the last snap of him as a Patriot. Yep. If he ends up taking the season off and doesn't re-sign.
He could retire, too.
No. I think that contract rolls over to next year. No, I think it...
Let me look it up.
I think he's an unrestricted free agent next year, I believe.
No, but I'm saying, I think because he's opting out, yeah. I believe the...
Is that how the rule goes?
Well, I believe I read that with Cannon. I'll double-check it, but I believe, yeah, I believe that's how it works.
Because that's, once again, all of this stuff that's come over the past couple of days, the contracts are going to be signed. I don't know if that's the case, but maybe you can check on that.
I'm reading this from Mike Reese right now. He has a post up. It's short, but it says, this was the final year of Hightower's contract. He was scheduled to earn a base salary of $8 million, which you just said. The contract will now toll to the 2021 season.
Okay, so he will be signed to the team next year.
Yeah, but they don't want to hold that $8 million. Like, I mean, if he doesn't play for a year, they don't want him back for $8 million? No.
I don't know. Then,
well, I mean, he's only going to be like, what, 31?
Yeah, then release him. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
I mean, I don't mean now, but I mean like next year if they want to save money on the books. Aren't they way under? I don't think that's a cap concern.
They're way under the cap. Yeah. Just on a football field, they're hosed at linebacker. They lost all their starting linebackers from last year. Van Noy, who's the other one? Jamie Collins, and now Hightower. They don't have replacements, Rich. I'm just talking football-wise.
Sure.
They don't have replacements. Brandon Copeland, Chase Winovich is probably going to be one of those guys. Jawan Bentley. They're going to be bad at linebacker. Bad.
I don't mind Winovich. Obviously, I think that he's, you know, he's still growing, but I think he's got potential.
But the thing about what Hightower gives you, though, he's that.
This is a huge loss. There's no understating how massive of a loss this is. I mean, Cannon was a big loss. This one's huge. So he is, and as I said, right now it's because according not to Hightower, I'm sure he'll make a statement or something. But it's because of right now that he has a newborn. And we were talking about that makes things a lot more concerning when it comes to what other players in the NFL are going to opt out. Because if you're willing to give up a year of your playing life, and which is essentially $8 million, because once again, you know, especially in a position like linebacker, you know, you can only play that position for so long. You can only make $8 million a year for so long. So that's a huge amount that he is giving up, and it's a year of his NFL life, which obviously is a big deal. But the reason he's justifying it is because it sounds like, according to Adam Schefter, is that he doesn't want to get his child sick. There's a lot of players in the NFL who aren't high risk who have children, young children, and we just got a tweet that said, tried calling him but couldn't get through. My wife's pregnant and an ICU nurse. I don't love Hightower sitting out, but it's the right thing to do. Pregnant women and newborns are so immunocompromised that if they catch COVID, they're more heavily affected. And that I've heard as well. Like, I mean, that's one thing that it's almost like living with a family member. It is like living with a family member that is immunocompromised. And we've heard of several other players, not as much in football, but in other leagues, staying out because they have family members that they're worried about. But when it's a baby, I mean, I bet every team in the NFL has...
Yeah,
it's just the age where you have kids. You know, it's like
the odds are
20s, early 30s.
They're 80 to 90 man rosters right now. You're going to be, you know, you're going to cut down to 53 at some point. What are the odds that every team has a player who's a new father? There's probably 5-10 on every single team, if I had to guess. This was some of the logic given for Dan Vitale for opting out as well. He's a new father, the fullback that the Patriots acquired this offseason, and now Hightower. Like, I personally don't think it's a trend. Maybe I'll be wrong about this, but Hightower is somebody who's been paid, you know, by NFL standards. He's on his second contract. He's made a fair amount of money. He's won everything there is to win. So, like, in terms of accomplishments, maybe he looks at it and says it's not worth it, whereas the guy who maybe hasn't gotten that second contract or hasn't won a Super Bowl isn't looking to do that. I also will say, just from Googling around, and this is pretty well documented, you know, Jeff Howe's written about it. It's posted on the Patriots website as well. Hightower's mother is a type 2 diabetic. You know, I don't know where she lives. I don't know how close in contact he is in terms of like day-to-day basis, but That's potentially another factor with him too, just from looking some things
up. Boy, Burt Bridges kind of put things in perspective. He said the Patriots will be replacing Tom Brady, Marcus Cannon, Danny Shelton, Donta Hightower, Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins, and Daron Harmon. And you know what? You could probably just add David Andrews to this list too, because that just seems like something that's going to happen. The poor guy's dealing with blood clots, and I got to think that he's also right there. It's in the wheelhouse for. But I mean, but what the McCourties said did not sound, you know, it didn't sound too encouraging. Is that, you know, you've got the leaders of this team who seem very, I guess, concerned with how thin this plan is. And that's why after the whole thing happened with baseball yesterday, it almost seemed like the only way that they would be able to control this thing would be to do it in some sort of bubble. 2,500 people in one bubble is you can't do it. It's not feasible. But you could do four bubbles. You could do four regional bubbles. And we've learned that these players, you know, NBA, the NHL, they've essentially agreed to be in a bubble for up to 3 months. Now, maybe you don't do a full season because of that. Maybe because that's a lot to ask. Having these people go into a bubble, you know, in the middle of August and not being able to leave until January, that's insane. Maybe what you do is maybe the Players Association would feel comfortable with it being a 10 to 12 game season instead. And you make it like a, you know, a good 3 months, maybe 3.5 months. But I mean, it's starting to seem like, and I wonder if there was a bubble situation, if somebody like Donta Hightower would opt in. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if any of these players who are opting out, there wouldn't be an issue if they were to be able to do it in a place like what's going on with the NBA. It might affect some people's decisions. I'm not sure. But it just seems like this is a concerning one, and that's a big loss. All right, 617-779-0985. Bert's going to join us after headlines. Breaking news, Donta Hightower and Marcus Cannon opting out of the 2020 season. No commercials, just Joe Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.